everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, we're going to talk about social media strategies and the Super Bowl. So today is February 2nd. It's the Super Bowl. And, you know, I think it's an important element to talk about how social media plays a really huge role in marketing, and how anyone from small business all the way to Fortune 500 to the massive brands out there in the world that are producing the gazillion dollar commercials, how social media is really being used and why it's really become one of the top mediums to broadcasting your message and really, you know, interacting and engaging your audiences. And so, you know, if we look at the entire landscape, the entire ecosystem of digital media, you know, you have web, you have social media, and you have all the assets that go with that. So when we talk about assets, we talk about video, we talk about photo, we talk about articles, all these pieces of content that are being distributed and deployed off of all of these different mediums. And so when I say mediums, it could be anything like Facebook, Instagram, could be television, traditional media. So TV, you might have a radio spot out there. But the way to really take advantage of all of these different, I would say, like national type marketing initiatives. So like a Super Bowl is huge, even when you have award shows, right? So if you have the Oscars out there, the Golden Globes, anything national, you can always kind of piggyback off of that. So in essence, what we're talking about today are two different ways or two different reasons why social media strategies and Super Bowl marketing are very important. I'm actually also getting on the bandwagon of talking about Super Bowl marketing today because it's Super Bowl. So when I put this out, I'm going to ride the coattails of that hashtag because that's how you actually make your content relevant. And so in talking about this in two different ways, we can talk about really using all of the things that you're doing for your brand and then kind of doing that, you know, piggyback off of Super Bowl marketing. So let's say it's for today. So it depends on what your product is. It depends what your brand is. But if you start to think about different ways that you can actually harness your content to really latch on to all the different things happening inside of these mainstream media topics and marketing campaigns. So, you know, I think you can really optimize and become more relevant in conversation. And it's really, you know, I think you have to really be clever about how you use your content and how you use any of your assets to really talk about, you know, whether, you know, it's health, whether it's a product, whether it's a service, whether it's, a person, you know, a personal brand. It's really important how you take the context and put it into and how to match it to something national, right? A national initiative, a national campaign, a national event. And you really want to engage your audience. You want to engage people who are following you. So I think this is why, you know, I'm sitting here going through all of Twitter and I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, how am I going to take something relevant from my content and push it out through social media, because I really want to engage with different people. And if you look at, you know, the different types of audiences, if you look at who's really paying attention during certain events and national campaigns, that can also help you figure out how to create content to be relevant to the Super Bowl, right? So if you look at, so in your mind, you would think Super Bowl demographic is all male skewed, maybe, but you're also forgetting there's a halftime show, and not to kind of put anyone in any type of category, but you have two of the top female performers. You have J-Lo and you have Shakira, and you know, most women are the ones making a lot of the decisions in the household. So if you're, you know, thinking about who's actually viewing, I would say a lot of female viewers will be tuned into the Super Bowl this year based on your top performers, your top two female performers. So You know, and you could take a look at what those performers actually stand behind, right? There's so many things you can latch your content onto, right? So it's like Shakira has a ton of fun, different grants and different foundations, and she's very, you know, holistic, and she really, you know, does a lot of work for the betterment of her community. J-Lo is the same way. You know, J-Lo gets behind all of the big initiatives. She's very, you know, she's very female inspiration, motivational type leader in the community for females. So there's a lot there. And then there's just like women who really love Super Bowl, right? So we're talking about preparation of, you know, either we're talking about health, because there's a lot of, you're going to see a lot of different commercials come on through the Super Bowl. And see, this is where the big brands are actually pushing their main commercials through TV, but then they're going to jump into Twitter. They're going to jump into Instagram. They're going to jump into Facebook, and they want you to talk on all of those platforms about what it is they're putting out on that gazillion dollar commercial. And so why are you any different than the big brands? You're not, because on social media, it's really about positioning and packaging. So you can kind of do the same thing. Granted, you're not producing a gazillion dollar commercial, but any big brand can do that and buy a spot inside of Super Bowl programming or any on any of the local stations. I mean, obviously it's a lot of money, but so we're talking about social media strategies and Super Bowl marketing, right? And that's for specifically for today. So there are different things you can do. You can really take a look at your content, your assets, figure out ways to really tailor and customize what it is you want to talk about, and use very important and relevant hashtags. You'd have to actually go onto Twitter, or if it's not you doing it, or if you need to hire someone to help you with this, you can easily find the mainstream hashtags that are trending for the day, and then put those into your tweets, into your Facebook posts, and that will have, that will actually elevate your posts to get up to the top or to be seen. I wouldn't suggest spending money unless there's something like you're launching or there's something very big that you're doing. And it would make sense to actually throw it out today, you know, because there's a lot of people going online. People have their cell phones connected to them in their hand, because they're either going to be watching the commercials over and over again. They're going to be on Twitter engaging. I would say also with sports events, sports marketing events, or I would just say sports in general, there is live coverage happening on Twitter, live coverage. And I will say I've done this myself too. I am not a huge sports expert, but I will say that if I wanted to know something about sports or what's happening, I mean, this, an example for me would be the last Conor McGregor fight. You know, I'm a fan of a lot of his, like motivational workout type things. And yeah, he's a little out there. But he's fascinating to me. So I follow a lot of what he's doing. And so his last fight, I was on Twitter. Just, I wasn't watching the live fight. You know, I was nowhere watching that, but I was actually following a lot of the conversation. People were engaging. And so, this is where, you know, if you're into sports marketing, or if you're a company or a brand that can provide something inside of sports, which can be health, which can be fitness, which can be food, it could be anything really. So you have to really put on your thinking cap and figure out how you can tailor and customize your content to fit into a lot of these mainstream media, either sporting events, award ceremonies, national causes, things like that. But it should be tasteful and it should make sense. And you should not be throwing out content or making up content that makes no sense, that actually would turn off your consumers. You know, I think part of being on social media and part of being inside of media is being responsible and producing thoughtful and very storytelling content. You should not be producing anything that's just like, oh, let's throw it out there because we need something, just throw it up there, you know, and a lot of copy and paste happens. And I've seen that in, you know, everywhere. Most companies do it because no one's really being thoughtful. No one's sitting down and thinking and telling a story. Storytelling is number one on social media. It should be your first thought as you sit down to produce your content. Coming from a television broadcast media background, that's the number one thing you're taught, is to tell the story. And, you know, you have to really lure in your consumers. So, you know, telling fake stories, you know, if you're a really great writer, you know, that's fictional, you know, you should probably move into film. But, you know, in this like brief attention span economy that we're in, telling real stories and telling quality content stories is the best way to go. So be responsible as you're producing your content. Again, so what we're talking about today are social media strategies for Super Bowl marketing. Again, you should be looking at your demographics, thinking about the demographics that are inside of Super Bowl, inside of, like, you know, we're specifically talking about Super Bowl today, but this could pertain to any live major event that's out there in the world. Just think about it. Close to 98 million viewers to tune into CBS. And that's the Super Bowl for today. I mean, last year, I guess the number was around 98 million. So they're going to estimate that. And that's a lot, you know. So think about all of those people who were jumping from watching it on TV, and then they're sitting there with their phones going back and forth looking for things. So the same way that the big companies are doing it, putting themselves in the streams, putting themselves in the conversations, using the hashtags, you can do it too. So that's a lot of people. If we look at the numbers for how many people are actually, tuning into the Super Bowl. So, all right, let's think about also the fact that, if we're just thinking about Super Bowl interaction and how people are using social media, I was on one of these sites looking at stats, and it had a stat of more than 78% of Super Bowl watchers are also engaged on social during Super Bowl 50 on game day. I mean, now we're going to talk about Facebook and what goes on there, Facebook and Instagram. This is mind-blowing. Ready? On game day, 60 million Facebook users generated 200 million posts, likes, and comments, while 38 million Instagram users generated 150 million posts, likes, and comments. Users spent 350,000 combined hours watching Super Bowl ads on YouTube channels. So that means that marketers, so people who are, like, you know, trying to get the content out, have a massive advantage come Super Bowl time. So now you know that there are a gazillion people online waiting for content to be out there, or they're adding their own content. So again, this is where you should be putting your content, and really getting yourself in the conversation. And so if you have any thoughts on this, I mean, I can talk about this for probably close to 2 hours. And I know it was like a little, this was like actually one of these like quick podcasts, and because it's relevant and because it's today, no, I didn't think 3, 4, 10 days ahead of time on this. This is very relevant of the moment. And that's the beauty of producing content. It's relevant. It's right now, and it's real time. Relevant, right now, real time. I just came up with that. I like it. Okay, so social media strategies for Super Bowl marketing. And if you have any thoughts, you want to make a comment. But also, please, guys, go to iTunes and rate the podcast. Can you please put some stars on the reviews? And that would help me greatly, and I appreciate it. So again, if you have any thoughts, you want to talk more about this, you have some other thoughts about sports marketing, because I think sports marketing is pretty cool. There's so much happening in that space. A lot of traditional marketing is still going on there, and I don't even think they've scratched the surface, even though the biggest channels for engagement are Twitter, Instagram. It's pretty amazing what's going on in that space. So leave me a comment or email me, margaret@margaretfontana.com. Talk to you soon. Thanks.